So obviously we have this now. I thought about doing this a little while ago, but I didn't exactly know how to go for it because I have like a photography camera. It's not exactly good for videos. So it just didn't seem great. Also, I put my headphones on and I put product in my hair yesterday, so I have to I had to move it. So if it looks a little puffy from the back, I just didn't want it to flatten my hair. I'm thinking about lately, I've been looking at everyone, all the influencers that I follow, their posts from Coachella. Because they just look like they're having so much fun. I've been looking at Isabel Wallace, and then Reagan 777. I hope you know who I'm talking about because I love both of them. I took my nails off. They were pretty long and they had little black stars on them. But whatever. I need a haircut as soon as possible. It's just my hair is losing so much dimension right now. This is probably the shorter layer compared to my bangs. And what I used to get, it was my bangs, and then it'd be a layer right here, a layer right here, a layer right here, a layer right here. Is at least four visible layers. There's just no dimension right now. It's all just waves, and it basically looks like all the same length, and I'm not fucking with it anymore. I want to get into how coaching has kind of changed my life a little bit. In my last episode, I mentioned how I started coaching this, around this time, second semester, and it actually has been going great. Obviously, I have my frustrations sometimes. I have my moans sometimes, trust. But overall, it's been great. It's been an amazing experience, and I feel like it's helped me grow a lot. Me and my parents are going, we're following along with the college championships for volleyball. And obviously, I have my commentary, I have my opinions, da da da. And so then my mom mentions, why do you coach? And I was like, why am I not coaching? You're right. So we look up clubs. I found one that really suits my taste and everything and kind of matches my values as a coach. Interviewed, got the job. For clarification, I'm an assistant coach, not a head coach yet, because I'm still learning. I'm still learning how to be a coach. I think I have a pretty good set of philosophies as that I want my players to follow. In the beginning of coaching, I felt a little anxious because, first of all, the girls that I'm coaching, they're a 16s team, and I'm 18, approaching 19 in June. But, there's a very small age gap. I didn't know how to approach, I'm really sweet and, I'm nice. I will be there for you for anything, but I'm still your coach. Even though I'm really close in age to you. Joking around with them is really easy. You know what I mean? Because, I understand the culture. More along my main point, it was how do I gain that respect, but at the same time, let them know that we're like this. It actually ended up really good. I think at first I was a little more distant from the team just because it's like, I really wanted that respect. I wanted to establish that boundary. Guys, I just broke a nail. When I started, and also a little bit through the middle, it was kind of hard trying to differentiate how I acted as a volleyball player and how I acted as a coach. I honestly didn't realize I loved volleyball this much until this year. Or a little bit of last year too, because ever since I quit, I didn't want anything to do with it because it's just I was so fed up with it and it was such burnout. It was I'm done with it. I don't want to do this anymore. But as a coach, it's like, wow, I love this still. I feel great. I feel empowered. My dopamine went up. You know what I mean? When I went to the open gyms, when I went to the tryouts, it's like, I know how this feels, and it's like a rush. You know what I mean? It felt great. I had to implement the same values that I had when I was playing to how I was coaching and how I can share that with these girls and how I can kind of spread that towards the team. Let's get into a couple of my coaching philosophies. One of the things that is main for me, like this is what I'm taking to the grave with me. It's to always stay humble. What I mean be humble is, first of all, remember where you started and remember who started you there and who began with you, who had that patience to be like, okay, we're gonna put you into the sport and we're gonna see how you do and we're gonna support you. Number two is when you become great, when you become an amazing athlete, when you feel like you've surpassed everything at whatever age, you should still feel like there is improvement to be done. Honestly, my personal belief and the whole point of this podcast, it's like there's always improvement to make and there's always something that you can change to better yourself for. So as an athlete, I always tried to look for things that I could better myself on. When I was around their age, I think I just started barely really applying that mindset just because your world is so small when you just enter high school. And now when you're starting to play like 18s teams or like you're getting ready to play 18s teams that are ready to go D1, it's like you need to get serious about this. Even after as many wins as you get or as many successes or achievements as you have with your team, you should not act like assholes. You should not act like you're better than everyone else or take things for fun. Obviously, when you're on a team sport, it's supposed to be fun. You're supposed to have fun with your friends, fun with your teammates. But if you're in a competitive league or club that you're paying to play and you're paying to get better, you're paying to compete against these other teams, you should be taking it seriously. And even if you're up 24 to 0, you better keep your mind in that game till 25, until you win. Not even till 25 at the end of the set, the whole entire tournament, the whole entire day. One of my biggest things that really irks me as a coach is when you start getting up on points, and you start bullshitting. Yeah, I hate it. I really do, because as much as the other team might suck, just to put it blatantly, in a simple way, and as much as you feel like you're better than them, that doesn't mean you should disrespect them in any way because you don't know how much training that they've been doing. You should always respect your teammates because you don't know how much work they've been putting into it. Ultimately, the key to this is to focus on your gameplay. The key to staying humble, coming across to other teams, coming across to your teammates, is to focus on your gameplay. Because if you're just bullshitting, fooling around, and if you end up missing a point, you don't even know if that team can come back. You don't know if your friends are gonna mess up on your side. You don't know if your team is gonna mess up on your side. And then you guys start losing. Being humble is gonna keep you focused. It's gonna keep you grounded always. So understanding the concept of humility is really important as an athlete to me. Another one of my philosophies that really sticks with me is practice makes perfect. Every rep, every mistake that you make is one step closer to success. And this doesn't mean that it's like rep, success, rep, success, rep, success. It doesn't just go in a straight line. And then maybe sometimes you backtrack. But the thing about time is that you're always moving forward. So that will take you a step closer to success if that's where your mind is at. You know what I mean? If you just give up, there's no chance of success anymore. But if you keep going, you just up that success rate by 50% of whether you tried your best and you don't succeed or you tried your best and you made it. Another one that I think is super important to all team sports is that your team and ultimately the club that you're on is a family. I have at least three really good friends, honestly, three best friends that I've met through volleyball that were also like this. And like, I don't talk to them every single day, but we're still like this. But I started playing like 10 years ago, you know? So it's like, you can form so many strong bonds within that time that you're in a team sport that you're just gonna have that friendship forever. And when I mean that it's a family, when I'm referring to that, this doesn't just go for friends. Like, this goes for your teammates, this goes for the parents, and this goes for the coaches too. You all are trying to achieve one thing, and that one thing is to win. And that one thing is to climb to the top. So it takes, when they say it takes a village, it takes a village because the kids are relying on their parents, whoever takes them to the games or takes them to practice, anything like that. They're relying on coaches, they're relying on the club, they're relying on everything. So we're gonna make them succeed. So it's a family effort because we're all in it together. You put in that effort as a group. And we want to see these girls succeed. And ultimately, if these girls succeed, then we succeed. Two volleyball influencers that I follow, that they're both amazing. They're incredible, super talented, super strong. One of their ads is Train with Coach Kai, and then other one is at Arielle Houlihan. Amazing. I love them. And the way that they coach, the way that they instruct, the way that they motivate their players, that's all that I strive to be. Let me read you this quote that I wrote down. There will be some days you give everything you can and still lose, but how you respond to that loss shows what type of athlete you are. The best players and the most successful teams see losing as an exciting opportunity to grow. The best athletes use that pain as fuel to get better. You can be mad, but don't let that anger distract you from what you know you have to do. Answer back. Amazing. Period. Literally, wow. Wow, perfectly said. So if we're tying those three points into this quote, it really keeps you focused on what you have to do. And it gives you purpose as an athlete. Maybe not even as an athlete, as a coach, as a person. This can be applied to everything. I think that quote is a really great takeaway to everything, and that is by Train with Coach Kai. I'm figuring out what I want to do for my next episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope you guys liked the face-to-face. Just because sometimes I know I like watching the video version of podcasts because it's just like a little more personal. Personal. Damn. Have a great rest of your day. Actually, let's finish this off with a so philosophy. I decide this is what we're gonna do for the outro of the videos now. One thing to take away from this is that if you learn a life lesson from any aspect, you know, find ways you can apply it to other parts of your life. Might work out for you, might not, but there's no hurt in trying if you think it's going to be true to you. All right, guys, I'll see you later.